This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the necessary features of dining table. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the necessary features of dining table. One of the necessary features while we sit on the dining table and we are about to eat is to take the name of God before we eat something. To say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before we eat something. And why it is important? It is important because it is said that when you're about to eat, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on it. Say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim so that it will have barakah. It will have the material and the spiritual effect. Obviously, the material effect is that it becomes the part of the body. And the spiritual effect is that this food will give me energy in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, I need some energy for my body to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it is a halal food, if it is said with the bismillah, obviously there are many effects, positive effects that are made on this food. And we know that sometimes the food have obviously harms in it. And it is said in the narrations as well that if someone says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before eating something, then the harms are, the food will not harm him and it will not impose or have any harm on him. Therefore, he will be saved. He will be safe from the harms of the food. So this is because that we have said Bismillah and there will be a shifa, a cure in the food. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim has two positive effects. One, it will not harm you if the food has any harm. And the second thing is that it will have a cure if you need something to be cured. This food will provide the cure, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the necessary features of the dining table. And we said that one of the necessary features which is required on the dining table according to the Islamic lifestyle is to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim or Bismillah before you eat. Now, we said that it has a positive effect. If a food has a harm, it saves us from that harm and obviously it also have a cure. Now, we have a story from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that one of his companions, he came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and he said to him that, oh Imam, whenever I eat food, I feel sickness and it does not help me. So what should I do? Imam said, why don't you read Bismillah before eating? He replied that I do say Bismillah before eating. Then Imam went back to him and he said to him that, okay, if you say Bismillah, then why do you cut the effect of Bismillah by speaking in the middle of eating? Now, here it say the narration says that when a person says Bismillah, it is from the ethics that when you're eating something, just have attention towards what you're eating and do not talk while eating. And therefore, if someone speaks or talks during what he is eating on the table, obviously we have this habit a lot to talk to each other, then the effect of Bismillah, it finishes. And then Imam said that you need to say Bismillah again if you speak in the middle of eating. If you talk to someone in the middle of eating, because the Bismillah which you have said before, you broke it by talking in the middle of eating. And obviously you need to say Bismillah again. So this teaches us two lessons. Number one is every time that when we sit on the table, we should say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and eat and do not talk to anyone. And if you talk to someone, then say Bismillah again before start eating again. And on the other hand, it is necessary, it is from the ethics to be silent while you are eating and pay attention to what you are eating, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.